Perek Beis, page Nun Aleph. These prakim are really continue one into the other, especially Beis and Gimel. You can't really understand Beis without continuing into Gimel. I think just for convenience or to make it easier on us, it was divided by the morale into prakim. But lamaisa, it's one mahalav. But the point that we were learning until now is that the Adam HaSichli, the human being has the ability, has the responsibility to lift himself up above Teva, and that can only take place through Kiyum HaMitzvahs, which are Pu'ulos Elokiyos. And we were learning last week about the meaning of that, of Pu'ulos Elokiyos. What does that mean? And how the human being is not Meshubed, how the Jew is not Meshubed to the Teva, and the connection between that and the Shivas Yimei Bereishis, and the 7 days of Bereishis, and the Shmini, and the number 8. Now, we're going to learn, in this context, this famous, we're going to finish the Perek Mishnah tonight, and we're going to learn this famous Medrash that everybody here is familiar with, but in light of what the Maharal has been telling us until now. So, Anud Aleph, he brings the Medrash in Tazria. Shal Tunis Rupas HaRosha. So the Medrash says that Tunis Rupas HaRosha asked Rabbi Akiva, Eize Maisim Noim. Whose actions are more pleasant, are more beautiful, are more becoming? Shall Kadosh Baruch Hu or Shall Bosav Adam? The Rabbanim Shloms or the actions of a human being? Omalai Shall Bosav Adam. So, surprisingly, Rabbi Kiva told him that the actions of a human being. Omalai Tanis Ropas Hirasha. Reisa Hashamayim Va'aretz. You, Rabbi Kiva, you've seen the beauty of heaven and of earth. Yochel ha'adam lasis kayyitza b'hem? Can man ever duplicate such a thing? Can man create such a thing? How could you say that the actions of a human being are more beautiful, are more pleasant, are more perfect than those of Hashem? Amalei Rabbi Kiva, lo yitayim ali b'davish ulam alam and abriyas, shein shaltim alav. Don't talk to me about something which is out of man's hands, which is not within the realm of human actions. That's not a raya. Ella amor dvarim shahim mitzuyim b'bnei Adam. Let's talk about where a human being has a shaychus to. There he's able to tuayif. He's able to accomplish kivyachol more than the Rabbanim Shlom kivyachol. Don't talk about things that are lamalo, that are beyond man's capacity. We understand that the Rabbanim Shlom is an ein seif, but in this world of a human being, what he's able to do, he does very well, even better kivyachol. Amalai. So then, of course, Tanis Rapis asked him, lom atem haylam. So the Rasha asked Rabbi Akiva, "So why is it that you mal? Why do you give a bris mila?" Amalai, ani ha'isi yedei shal davizata she'aleinis. Rabbi Akiva said, "I knew that this is what you were leading to." Rabbi Akiva said, "I knew that this is what you were really asking." L'kach egedamti v'amati l'chol shemayse b'nei odem noyim mishal kadosh baruch. I knew this is what you were leading to. So why is it that the Rebbeinu Shlom made a human being, and after the human being was made, still you have to give a bris mila, it has to be a tikkun? I knew you were leading to this. That's why I told you that ma'aseh ben adam, that was what you were trying to catch me. I'm supposed to say the ma'aseh of Kadosh Baruch Hu are perfect, right? Are more beautiful. So then if that's the case, then why do we have to add? Why do we have to do something? Why do we have to remove and cleanse the human being of something that was there from the Rebbeinu Shlom's bria? So he says, I knew that that's what you were going to ask me. Therefore, I was mocked him. Therefore, I told you that ma'aseh ben adam atake, that the actions of a human being are noim mishal kadosh baruch hu. Hevel Rabbi Kiva shibolim gluskais. So then you remember that Rabbi Kiva took out. He brought over there shibolim and gluskais. He brought over there the stalks of wheat, the shibolim and the gluskais. He brought stalks of wheat, and he brought also finished cakes, pastries, and he doesn't bring the whole lashon of the medrash. In 33, he brings the lashon there of the hamshach of the medrash, in footnote 33. Amlai elu ma'isa kadosh baruch hu. Look at what the Rebbeinu Shlom made. Something the stalk of wheat, and the way that it looked, so unfinished, so raw, right? Ve'elu ma'isa de'odam, and look at what man is able to make. Man is able to make a chocolate Danish, right? Look what a human being is capable of making. Ain elu noim yoisem nashibolim. So Rabbi Kiva said, doesn't it seem to you, doesn't it appear to you that this finished product is more refined, is more beautiful than the unfinished thing that was taken from the earth back on top. That's what Rabbi Kiva showed Tanis Rabbis. Amal Tanis Rabbis, Rashi Makadosh Baruch Hu writes of a mila. So now Tanis Rabbis says that if the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted a Jew to have a mila, if he wanted that somebody should be gemal, loma any yaitz to have lad mohul mi ma'ima, then why? Then a child should be born already gemal. If that's what Hashem wanted, why isn't the child born already with a mila? Amal Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva responded to that, v'loma tibura yaitzi imai. Why is a baby born together with the cord, what's it called, the umbilical cord? Why is a baby born with the umbilical cord? V'utali bevitnoi v'imai chaytachta, and he's attached to the mother, and the mother has to cut the child away, cut the umbilical cord. Umata imbalama eni yotze mohul, and that which you're asking, lama eni yotze mohul, why doesn't the child come out already gemalt with a briz? Shalei nosan kadosh baruch hu mitzvus el tzar for adam behem. The answer to that is that the Baruch Shalom gave us mitzvahs in order to refine, to purify, to uplift the human being. The Kachama David, Kal Imusa Eloka Tzrufa, all of the words of Hashem are to bring to this tziruf, this catharsis, this refinement. And we need these mitzvahs in order to bring ourselves to this perfection. That's the Medrash. That's the Medrash. The morale here, again, is Isaac and Yesaidis, and a very big Yesaidis, but the Hemshech is in Perek Gimel, but he lays the foundation work over here. Ubiyazah, the explanation of the Medrash is, Ki Tonis Ropas HaYesover Ki Maisei HaAdam Pchusim Min Maisei HaTev. What's Tonis Ropas getting to? What is it that he wants to prove? What's he trying to say? He's trying to say, and this is consistent with ancient Roman and Greek thought. He's trying to say that Teva, nature, the world, is worthy of being worshipped. The world deserves to be worshipped, not the Creator. What he's saying is that Maisei Adam, the actions of human being are Pchusim Min Maisei HaTeva. The Teva itself, nature itself, Mesha Teva Poel Eloki. So he's trying to say that, you see, human beings are worthless. Human beings human life is meaningless. The ancient worship of the gods, and the ancient worship of beauty and of nature and so on, and seeing that as an end unto itself, is being echoed in these words of Tanis Ropas, that nature, the human being's life, cannot be compared to this world with all of its astounding beauty and perfection. And the point, of course, is that the brismila, which you know that the Romans loathed, so the brismila is a pchisis, is something which is disgusting, because man should be left in his natural state. Man should be left alone, because nature itself is perfect. Therefore, the mila is yosep chusam in ha'arla. Therefore, the mila, the bris, is demeaning. It's bringing imperfection to a perfect world. And the orla, that covering, the foreskin, that's natural, that's beautiful, that's worthy of being worshipped, as in ancient times. The human form, the human body, was also the object of worship. That's worthy of being worshipped. Shemaisa HaTeva, Shepol Hashem is Baruch. Of course, it's in the Levush of a religious discussion, not to say that Tanis Ropas was committed to the Baruch Shalom, but this is made by the Creator, therefore it's perfect. The orla is perfect. The foreskin, not the rabbi, that's perfect. What Jews do, they mutilate themselves. There are people in the world that still feel this way. That's mutilation. And how could you compare a human being to God? So certainly, or the gods. So certainly the brismil is a pchisis. It's degrading, it's mutilation. And the response of Rabbi Akiva was that this is not true. Ki maisei ha'odam, the actions of man, v'meshuhu po'al ha'odam shu bal seichel, that a human being is a bal seichel. A human being exists in a world that is above this world. Yosef madregim an hateva. Man is not meshubet to teva. That's the entire point of this parak. Man is able to rise above nature. Shukoyach chomri bilvad teva. Teva means this world and all that's in it. But teva. Teva does not have the koyach of the Adam HaSichli, who is able to rise l'malam in a Teva. Teva is in the world of Sheva. and the human being is from the world of Shemayna, of Neshama. K'moy she'echiyach lo'im menachitim shu'u po'el ha'teva. So he shows, Rabbi Kiva shows the Rasha, the chitim, the stalks, and this is po'el ha'teva. This is the world when it's left in its raw state. And you see that the world is bebchinas chaser until the Adam hasichli, until man who is spiritual is able to come to be mashal in the world. And Lamai said that's how the world was created. You recall Rashi says at the very beginning of Chumash, va'adam ayin, la'avadas Adam. Of ha'adam ayin, Rashi says that all of creation, all of the plants were waiting ever so gently beneath the surface of the earth and weren't able to rise and to break through that through the earth until Adam would arrive. And what's the meaning of Adam's arrival? That Adam is a mespalo, the human being who has the ability to daven for rain. So all of creation exists in this unfinished, incomplete state of potential, of great potential, and only the human being, who as the Maral explains in the next parak, that Adam is miloshna Adama. That the entire nature of the Adam is that it's maitzim and akayach elaparel, as we will discuss, that it has potential, but the potential cannot be activated, cannot be realized without maiseh ben Adam, without the actions of human beings. So therefore, Adam, the mispalel, the one who's able to daven, he arrives in this world and through his tefillas for geshem, for rain, so everything can grow. So this world. This world is represented by the chitim that Rabbi Akiva brings and puts on the table in front of the Rasha. That only the human being who's a sichli, only human being who rises above nature can be a mashlim, is able to perfect this world which is imperfect. From here we see that the actions of the one who is a sichli is al hateva. Let's look at footnote 36 on page Nun Aleph. B'nesiv ha'avoyda yudzayim. Kosa, the Maral writes over there. B'ulai tishal ki lomo leinosna Hashem's baruch lechem al ha'adam. Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shlom just deliver packages of rye bread or ripe bread? You could put it in an application of whichever you prefer. Well, those are like pumpernickel if there's still such people. So, why didn't the Rebbeinu Shlom prepare it already? Le'yit sarach lachonis ha'adam. I mean, there are probably children now that think that it grows that way, but at least we're old enough to recall that there's something before the bread in the store. So, why did Hashem make it this way? Why couldn't it be made in such a way? Le'yitzarich alachanas ha'adam, where it wouldn't be necessary for man to struggle through all those malachis, right? Al sidra depas, the malachis of preparing until finally you have the bread. Which we discussed in the first parak, that everything else in the world has its panasa, that nothing else has to go and to separate, to be boirer and merakate and toichain and so on, until finally you can be an oifa and you can have a finished piece of bread. Why didn't the Rishon make it such a way? He brings the medrash over there in the Nesiv HaAvoyda, the Maral brings this medrash Tanchuma that we just learned. He brings this medrash, where Tanasropas asked Rabbi Kiva is a ma'isim noy. V'heishiv Rabbi Kiva l'roshah she'ena davaka ki ma'isi odom emeshu hu pu'ulas bal ha'seichel, that the ma'isi of human beings, since these are the actions of a bal seichel, of a bal ruach, of the one who has a neshama, l'kachu yoyseh b'madregim and a teva is able to rise above teva. Harelecha ki adorba hazehu l'fi ma'ilas ha'odom shehu sichli. Therefore, one might look at this and say, that it's Rachman, is that the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't prepare for human being the bread, and he has to humiliate himself to be Isaac in these things that until he finally has a loaf of bread. It's a pechisis for the Adam. It seems to be a pechisis. It seems to reflect on man's lower stature, lower nature. So the Maral says, fakir, just the opposite. The fact is that an Adam is a sichli. Therefore, everything in life that he has is because he's earned it. It's because he's been mashlim something. There's some act of perfection that has taken place, which an animal cannot, because the animal is a behemoth, which is bama. It's limited to what it is. All it is what it has. It can't be mashlim anything else. It can't be mashlim itself, let alone the world. Only a human being can participate in that. Now the ikr food that sustains a human being is bread. Therefore, dafka there is the biggest tircha. The biggest tircha is to have a piece of bread. All the malachis until you have a bread, right? Why is that the biggest tircha? So because the moral says, because since this is what sustains man, it must reflect most profoundly upon man's nature. And upon the mission, the tafkid of human being in this world. Other things, no, he can have an apple, he could have a cucumber. These things come pretty much the way they are. They come from, but that which is the essential sustenance of man, which is lechem, davke must come in such a way with a milchama. That's why lechem is the oisis, is the same shirish as the word lachaim or milchama. Lechem is milchama. The inyan b'zayas apecha teicha lechem, which is a milchama for a human being to have a piece of bread, because since it's the essence of his diet and it sustains man more than anything else, therefore it must reflect upon man's tafkid in the bria, which is what, that the world is unfinished and man, who is a sichli, must be the mashlim. He must be the one to complete this world. That's what the Maral says over there in the Nesivis. Shein hateva madrega hasichlis, because teva does not exist on that madrega hasichlis. A piece of bread is a reflection of an adam hasichli, but the stalk of grain or the cucumber or the tomato or the apple or the orange is a reflection of the Baruch Shalom's world. It's beautiful, but the adam hasichli is greater. Well, kach roi sheyeh yitzias davishu ikach yusai. Shall Adam, page 1 based in the footnote. Therefore, the Maral says it's proper that food, which is the Ikar Hachiyus, which is most deeply connected to man's being alive, to man's living in this world, that what? Shu Alechem, Yitzia Ala Poil Al Yideha Adam Shu Sichli. The Davka there, it should require the most amount of man's input to bring out its latent and dormant Kaychas, because this. This is the greatness of man, that he has the ability to extract from creation its potential and to be able to bring the world back to Rabbi Shalom. Whenever it comes to a sichli, an animal doesn't have all of this, but we learned this in the first paragraph. When it comes to a sichli, the greater something is, the greater the effort that must be invested. Therefore, the Adam, since he's a sichli, it has to come aide tarech va'amal. Therefore, bread which sustains the Adam as sichli davke has the most, requires the most amelis, the most tircha, the most yigia. Something that was made by someone else, either the creator or somebody else, something that was made. That doesn't reveal the kaychus of the baldover. What reveals the kaychus is when somebody received hardly anything, just a little bit of yesh, and was able to make from that drop of yesh, was able to make from that to build an entire world. That's the greatness of man. Shunasim yatzme the shomar chalavar shalafim alosu shal adam asechli roshi yum is a nice of tayamim lay the yotzim alapoil gamken aydeh adam shu asechli. Therefore, it's proper and it's fitting, and that's why Rabbi Kiva Davka brought that as an example. This helps us to understand, to be careful in the Maral's reading of the Medrash Tanchuma, where he brought the chitim and he brought a gluska, but he brought the unfinished the chitim, and then he brought a nice loaf of a nice mezainis that a human being baked. That this Davka, what the Maral is saying, is that since food is that which sustains the Adam HaSichli, therefore Davka, the bread, therefore, davke in the bread, we should see this in a clear way, this inyan of an adam who's mashlim the teva through the koyach hasichli. Nun beis, on top. V'hoisev oid lishol im kein. So then the Rosha asked, if that's the case, lom ein hatinak yoytze mohul. And by the way, you know, the Koska said, dam ashatoshav lapikaris, and says in Mishnah, you should know how to respond to an apikaris. The Koska said, it wasn't talking to some guy, somebody from another place in the world. It meant the little apikarisal inside of yourself. Because you don't have to worry. Who's an apikaris anymore? Inside of each one of us, there's this funny little apikaris that asks questions.
So he says, Damash Atosha means that a Jew has to know himself how to respond to that part of him that's skeptical, that part of him that has kashas, that has difficulties. So these kashas of the Rosh are also kashas that the little apikarusal inside of us has also. It might not be with these words, it might not be using these mashalim, but also that question of what's the tachlis to my life, what's the purpose of my life, and all the amal v'yegiyah, which seems to be lahevel v'larik. It seems to be lahevel v'larik. And this is the whole bechina of this world, seems to be in such a way. That the haftacha of Eretz Yisrael is that it's Eretz Zovas Cholav Advash. Cholav Advash. Milk and honey. So the Kadmonim already taught that the inyan of Cholav and Dvash, and this is the bracha of what can be, of what ultimately is going to be, of Cholav and Dvash, that Davka there you don't need any hachonis, you don't need any birurim, you don't need to refine. Right, now they like to pasteurize them, I mean, we understand that. But by our ancestors didn't pick up the bottles of milk, or certainly not bags of milk someplace, right? So the way that the Cholav and Dvash is in the world, the inyan of Cholav and Dvash is that it's Kamei Shehem. They're Mukhanim, right? Cholav and Dvash contain tremendous, not only that, but the Koiches of Cholav and Dvash are Maridik. And require, it says already in the Svar Makadoshim, that Cholav and Dvash, before it was something that was that modern scientists discussed, it's already found in the Svar Makadoshim that those that a child's milk, or even the milk that comes from an animal, these macholim of cholav and dvash davke are able to be processed by the child, by the one who is eating them or drinking them, in a way that requires the least amount of birurim. What does it mean, the least amount of birurim? It means it's kamay shahim. It's the least amount of psoilos. It doesn't have, in other words, when you to prepare a gluska no a shena shtikla mezainis. So from the time that you have the grain until you finally have the mezainis on your plate, so it's malachi after malachi, right? Of birurim, all the malachis that we spoke about this a few weeks ago that I'll sidra the pas. They're all malachis of bayre, merake, dosh, zayre. We understand it's all refining until finally I'm able to have that which is take, which is edible, and which my body is able to use. And even after I eat this, the body rejects a part of what I've eaten, yeah? But by cholav and dvash, why is it that a baby drinks cholav? Because the baby's body is not complex. The baby's body is not able to take something and to refine it, to break it down. Something that's too complex for the baby would overwhelm the baby, yeah? Therefore, davke, the inyan of cholav and dvash, means that which does not require amal v'yegiya. Doesn't require amal v'yegiya. This world is a world before Mashiach, is a world of amal v'yegiya. The haftacha of zovas cholav and dvash, that is flowing with milk and honey, which means that everything will be tachlis. You see, in this world, so you can work for 50 weeks, the kuleha you'll have off 2 weeks. And your whole avoiding yegiya is for those 2 weeks. And if you're lucky, a little bit more, but that's all your amelis. So when you're sitting there, unless you're Isaac and Malachas HaKadosh, I mean, if you're learning, but if a person's Isaac and Panosim HaHalma, which we spoke about, of all Malachas to some degree, in the first part we spoke about, because even there you need Birurim, so you already need to be a little bit of a Yosef Engel to say, what, I'm going to work in my firm, what am I, I'm an accountant, but really, it's only so that I should be able to, all the lumdish that I'm able to have the money, so I should be able to support yeshivas. But you have to take what you're doing and to put it through Birurim. You have to go through Bayra and Dosh, right? Until you're finally able to say, yeah, I'm Taka Yid. And until you're able to feel good, why am I spending 95% of my life like filling out papers for some guy that I'll never meet? What am I doing my whole life? What am I doing? It's Hevel V'Rik. It's a Yegiel, a Hevel V'Rik, if a person stops, unless you make the whole Chadgadya. So, and the Chadgadya is true. Avad is true. If you're an Elohi Yid and you do things the way you're supposed to, so then you get to the last question, which is, what's the tachlis of me being in this world, and why do I need this money? And if you use the money correctly, so besides, so the Chadgadya has a happy ending, right? Or a happy beginning. You get back to the beginning. But that's this world of what? Of being boyer, of psoilus, of peeling away the husks, and until finally you're able to have something to eat, right? But that's why, what does the Gemara say in Chagiga? How does the Gemara refer to Sisrei Torah? It says in Pasuk in Shir Shirim, it says, Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinach, yeah? Dvash v'cholov, honey and milk have to be kept beneath the tongue. The Gemara darshens that that's talking about what? It's talking about Sisrei Torah, about Kabbalah Zach. Ma'aseh Breishis, Ma'aseh Merkava have to be kept beneath the tongue, what? And it's called Cholov and Dvash. So why is it that these inyonim are called milk and honey? Why are they called milk and honey? What's milk and honey? Which happens to be two foods that mamish can't stand. Why is it called milk and honey? Because all the Havayas of Abayin Rava, all the lamdas, all the things that we're talking about, you know, the Chazal say in the Rambam, Advarim Ketanim, right? The Havayas of Abayin Rava, I'm not saying this, Chazal say, Advarim Ketanim are considered to be what? Minor and secondary compared to what? Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Sisrei Torah. If we understand that if you sit a person down, like this happens all the time, you're learning with boys in the yeshiva, a good Rebbe might discuss this, most of the Rebbeim never spoke about it, and every intelligent kid wonders about it. Like growing up and going through Nezikin and different parts of Nezikin and going through these different Gemaras, Ashoil and Shnai Machzim, and then learning this. So any intelligent kid at some point starts to wonder, what on earth does this have to do with my life? What relevance is this? Does this have to my life? What? So then the Rebbe will say, it'll help you be a good Jew. This Gemara is going to help me to be a better Jew. I tell you the truth, I never met a cow in my life. I don't intend on meeting a cow. So then you tell him, then the Rebbe will explain, hey, it's not only with cows, and he shows you a little bit in Choshen Mishpat and how it applies, and if he's a good Rebbe, he'll tell you, tshuva, how it applies to nowadays, and so on. It's not just a cow, it could be a car. No, an afkim, the kid still is wondering, what am I spending all these years talking about this stuff? And then especially the kid that's wondering, why do they have to go through five blot of what of a havamina, and at the end, it's not like this day, it's not like that day, and then you look in the Rambam, you look in Shulchan Aruch, and you barely see sometimes a trace of the sugya, right? And so you're wondering, what am I doing? And even the Jew who's learning Torah starts to think, what is this? Mamish Hevel V'Rik. Hevel V'Rik. So everybody nowadays wants to go out and buy, give me like, you know, like they have these books. Right? Philosophy for Dummies. One of my students showed this to me in class the other day, Philosophy for Dummies. So, you know, there was a time in my life that I was interested in philosophy, and I must have read a few hundred books on the Indian. You don't have to do that anymore. You go to Barnes & Noble. And there's a thing called Philosophy for Dummies. Let me have it. Give it to me if possible. And if you could summarize all the philosophy in one sentence, that would make everybody happy. Because what? Yegia? So the boys are sitting in front of Gemara for years, and to them they often feel, just tell me the Maskai. You want to tell me the Maskai? I want to be a Jew. Tell me Lamaisa. How do I shop? I have to learn Chul and Yerodeya. Tell me where to shop. Right? So the Havayis of Abayi and Rava are called Dvarim Ketanim, and Sisrei Torah is called Dvash V'Cholov. You understand why? Because when you're learning Sugyas and Nezik and Avad, it's all the Rabban Shalom's Torah. But it requires, a Jew has to go through many stages of refinement and understanding how that connects you to Hashem. But when it comes to Kabbalah, when it comes to Sisrei Torah, you're talking directly Ma'amish Cholov Dvash. Every single word is what? Every single word of the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisveri is going straight into the blood, right? Straight, without any birurim, without any clarification or refinement. Thus is thus. Hincha echad b'chol. This is it. Hincha echad. All Sisrei Torah is saying one thing. There's one God, and it's telling you about one God. Everything else that you, when you're learning all these things, is that from here you're going to eventually come to have a shaychus to the one God. This world, that which we heard last week in Kriyas HaTorah of Bezeas HaPecha Teicha Lechem Davke, and in Lechem there lies the Milchama of man, Oisius Lechem, that the Haftocha of man who has already been Mekalkel and who is no longer in the Gan. In Gan Eden the Achila was that type of an Achila that did not require Birurim. A little bit in the Midbar we experienced that B'derech Neis, but that didn't require, because the man was such a Meichel, right? The man was Lechem Avirim, was completely absorbed, Rashi says, Lechem Avirim, right? It was the food of Malachim. It didn't require, a person didn't have to go to the bathroom. It means it didn't need, what's the bathroom? The bathroom means Birurim. The bathroom means this is good, this is not good, this is tachlis, this is not tachlis. It means machloikis. Right? Every time when a person eats in this world, there's a machloikis. What's the machloikis? There's a whole machloikis inside. Is this taka something that I need or is it something that I don't need? Right? So every time you eat, there's a machloikis inside. Ben dam ladam, ben din ladin. That's the process of birurim. When Mashiach will come, will be the time of Yichudim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Schus Hagelim, he spoke very often about how that he brought from the Sforma Kedoshim how the Yichudim, this period is already the period of Yichudim, and to try to explain to people who are lost in this world how are we now in the period of Yichudim, it's hard to understand. But Golus is Birurim, and Geula is Yichudim. Clarification, and then the Dvash V'Cholav, that we understand that the only way that we can come to taste of the dvash v'cholav, the cholav and dvash, the only way that we could taste of the milk and honey is only when man struggles through the birurim, through the tkufa of birurim, and the preparation of the of bezes apecha toichal lechem. This is man's curse, but it's also man's blessing. Bezes apecha toichal lechem was a curse, but on the other hand, it's man's blessing that he has these koiches to be mashlim himself and to be mashlim the entire world when he's mashlim himself. Let's go right in the morale. So he says, So therefore the Rashi asked Vaita, why is it therefore that the baby doesn't come ready gemal? The baby should come out ready with a bris milah. If Hashem wants the kid to have a bris, let him create him in such a way. And he writes a klal bar, if Hashem doesn't want it to be an orla, the foreskin. So now the Rosh is in the second stage of the vikuach of this debate. Now the Rosh is saying, okay, I understand, he says, that a human being is greater than the, it has more potential and is greater and transcends the natural world. Okay, I'm asking to that, the Rosh says. Nevertheless, if the Baruch Hu Shalom made the world, how could you say that the world is missing, that the world is a Baal Chisar? If the Baruch Hu Shalom wanted it to be Mila, and if the foreskin was taka disgusting, if it was evil, the Baruch Hu Shalom is the one. He says, you Jews are religious, you believe in God. So if you believe in God, you're saying that man is more perfect than God. This, he says, I still don't understand. I understand if you tell me that in the world there are some things that are unrefined and they require man's involvement. But sof kol sof, the tzura sa'odam, how come the Rebbeinu Shlom, who is perfect, created such an imperfect human being? V'yatza atinik b'may isha, v'yetzahi atinik b'may isha mo, let the baby come out gemalt with a bris. V'dov ezel lo yaspik atshuva menachitim. Already here, the Rabbi Kiva goes weiter. Sh'af, this is not enough just to show the loaf of bread. Because even though it's taka true that the loaf of bread is the result of the input of a bal seichel, of a human being, and it's yoyse nivcher, and it's taka more beautiful and more delicious than this unedible thing that grows from the ground. Nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva, you agree, Rabbi Kiva, that the shibarlim are also good, right? The stalks are also excellent. They're also wonderful. Only that man who's a bal seichel, his maisim are yoisim mishubachim than this stalk of grain. So why can't you say man is taka unbelievable and the world is gevaldik, but man is even greater? But what you're saying, Rabbi Kiva, you're saying is that the orla, that means that us Romans, that we have this foreskin, you want to say that we know what you think of us, that we're what? P'chusim. We're nothing. We're worthless. We're low lives. We're megushamim. In other words, there's a difference between saying that the world is beautiful and man is even more beautiful, and saying that man has the koyach to be mashlim the world, and that the world is a chosr, and the whole world is one big orla without the human being. That's already something else. That's insulting. Well, zeheishiv. Ki bevadai parla tevu chosr gamkein. So the Rabbi Kiva is answering. Bevada, he says that the teva is not only that it's not as beautiful as man's actions, but it's a choser. It's incomplete. It's missing. Kamaisha Tira, as you see. That's why the Rabbi Kiva answered with the umbilical cord, that the baby is born with the umbilical cord. Ki Kamaisha Tira ki atinik yoitzim hatibur. That the baby comes into the world in such a way. V'ha'em tzvich elachadchai. The child mamish can't be on his own. The child can't live unless the mother or whoever, the attending physician or midwife, cuts the umbilical cord. Ad shetirim yizakei teva ein by hashlama. If you leave teva alone, there couldn't be a child. The baby couldn't live. V'mkein ein zakasha masha yoytze hatinikim ha'orla. You're asking me akasha tanisropis akasha. Why is it that the baby comes with the orla, comes with the foreskin? It's not akasha. Ki ein poil ha'teva b'shleimus. The fact that man was created the way that created, the fact that you, my friend, Tanisropas, that you came into this world with an orla, does not mean that it doesn't have to be removed. When you came to this world, you also came with the umbilical cord, and had it not been removed, you wouldn't be able to live. The fact that something comes into the world in its natural state does not mean that that's its shleimus, its adrabah. Something that's left alone in its natural state is everything in this world that's left alone is noite elachisarim, which the Maral says in many places, that it's inclined and it's leaning towards chisarim. Ki lo haya poi la teva b'shleimus, lo haya b'maise ha-teva shinui. The Maral says, because if teva was perfect, if nature was perfect, then it wouldn't require any shinuim, it wouldn't require any changes or anything additional. If something is perfect, we spoke about this in the first paragraph, if something is perfect, adarabba, kalamaisif gareya, if something is perfect and you add to it, you're really detracting from it. You can't, if something is perfect, it doesn't have to undergo any change. But you're maskim that the baby can't live unless the umbilical cord is cut, and so too a Jew can't be a Jew unless the orla is removed, because the orla is filth and tumah. And that's what he's telling him. Shadavar mashah behem ha-shleim is ain shinui behem. Something which is in a state of shleimus, ain shinui behem. It doesn't require shinui. Aval ein by hashlama. Befrat al ha'adam asichli sheyesh leim maila al ha'teva mitzad ha'seichel. Only man has the ability to be the mashlim, to be the one who's able to take something and to bring it to its hashlama. Footnote 40 is very important. Let's do it quickly. L'shoyne b'netzach Yisrael memvav. When Mashiach will come, the world will be in a state of shleimus. Once the world will be in a state of shleimus, that's what I was talking about before. That's already cholov and dvash, right? That's everything is the way that it needs to be. That's the end of all of this craziness of working towards something. And spending your whole life saying, it's going to be. Zalzayin is, I'm working for this, I'm working for that. When Mashiach will come, every single moment will be tachlis. It won't require birurim, it will all be yichudim. Everything will be tachlis. V'sham b'chav beis kosov ha-malachim, i'ev shalahem sheyiknu ma'ilas olam haba. A malach can't acquire olam haba. He doesn't move towards his hashlama. A malach is not mashlim himself. A malach does not complete himself. Shein the malachim kinyan maila yoyse. Shein the shorim kemoyse and the psoim bepol. That's why it says in the swan that a malach is called in posik an oimeid. Ben hamahalchim ha'elu. A human being is a mahalach. A human being is one that is changing, that is moving. Now shein a kain, a malach is an oimeid. He's a malach is stationary. Shein the malachim kinyan maila yoyse. Shein the shorim kemoyse and the psoim bepol. It's been already clarified. If there's not the potential of defeat, of loss, of destruction, then there can't be anything that's truly creative. It's because man suffers. It's because man is a chaser. It's because man is a hoylech that he can achieve something, that he can be koine something, that he could acquire something. But lekach etzel hamalachim. Therefore, by a malach she'ein hefsid, a malach doesn't have a hefsid. A malach is not at risk. Leshach bem havaya acheres. Memela, there can't be another havaya. And he brings in the Gevurah Hashem. Kolz man shahayi ador arishon shal shivim nefesh kaim lahayu parim v'rabim. So the Maral writes there in the Gevurah Hashem about the generation of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kolz man what shahayi ador arishon shal shivim nefesh kaim lahayu parim v'rabim. In other words, the Maral shows there that the number 70, we're not going to go into this by Riches, but it's an amazing perek over there, that the number 70 is a kaim shleima. 70 means something in its complete state. Something which is done. So the Maral says that as long as that first generation existed, the Jewish people could not come to that the beginning of Sefer Shmos. It was what Ubnei Sopor Vayirbu Vishu Vayirbu Ma'id, right? It says in the pasuk that the Jewish people began to multiply in a remarkable way. Why did Bereishis have to end in order to come to Shmos? Why did it have to be that the Shivim Nefesh already? Why did it have to be that generation of the Shivim had to end? Because Shivim was in a state of completion. And completion is no longer moving towards something. It feels I'm already here. I've arrived. And since I've already arrived, there's no purpose to the Hashlama. There's no Hashlama. There's no reason to go weiter. Therefore, as long as that Kaima of Knesset Yisrael of Shivim Nefesh was there, which means it's an entire being. It's finished. It's done. It's a finished product. Mimela, there cannot be that creativity of what? That by Yisrael power of a Yishuv. So it can't be the creativity, because you're limited, because your Hasag is, thus is thus. I'm finished. I'm a Malach. I'm already done. So if it's already done, then there cannot be any movement towards anything else. It reflects upon something positive regarding the Shiva Nefesh, but it's negative in the bigger picture of Klal Yisrael. As far as a human being is concerned, so I learned, I think you were there last week, I learned with the Olam and the Chassidus Shiva, we're talking about a piece from Rabbi Avraham Eiger, Rabbi Leibel's son, the Shevet Miyuda, where he explains, where the Shevet Miyuda explains the Mishnah in Kalim, without going into details, where we see that Al-Pi Din, in the Halachas of Taharis of Kalim, the Din is, that if it's the perception of the Baal Malacha, if the perception of the craftsman is, that this kli, that this vessel, this utensil that I have made, is finished, is complete, it's done. So then, from that point and on, al pi din, it's makabel tumah. If the person's perception, if the craftsman's perception is that it still requires some sort of refinement, it requires some hashlama, so then it's not makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah. So Rav Avraham Eiger says the pshat is that a human being who sees himself as a kli that's already finished is a makabel tumah. Does that answer the question? But a person who sees himself as a kli that's unfinished, as someone who has to be mashlim himself, if he looks at himself, then and he's not makabel tumah. Because as long as something is moving, then it's not makabel tumah. Except when Mashiach comes, it will no longer be the tumah. Ruach tumah avim in haaretz. There will no longer be a ruach tumah. But in this world, if you're not moving, if you're not going someplace, if you get stuck, then you're finished. That's how Rav Kook explains in the Chiddush HaGadol in Ein Hayah. How Rav Kook explains the whole idea of the Egel Azov. He says a haftarik thing. The Gemara says in Brachos there in the fifth parak, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a tie to the Baruch Shalom. What do you want? Mayasa ben Vleyechta. It says at the beginning of Dvarim, Dizahav, which means, what do you want? You gave him all the gold of Mitzrayim, so you don't want them to make it. They shouldn't make an egel, right? It was a tainu. Moshe Rabbeinu had. They have all this gold that they took from the spoils of Mitzrayim. So what do you want? Mayasa ben Vleyechta. The Gemara brings a moshel there. But what do you want from them? So Rav Kook explains the meaning of Dizahav, what it says in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, which means enough gold, right? Die, maspik, Zahav. So Rav Kook says that where does an Egel Azov come from? Listen to this vart. It's not a vart. Yeah, I mean it's something you have to really learn. It's not a vart. But I'm just telling you that tamsis. So Rav Kook says that when there are emotions or beliefs that are no longer in flux, they're no longer moving. They're no longer alive. So then, even if they're gold, even if they're golden thoughts, golden emotions, golden feelings, if they're not in flux, then what happens to them is they become, they petrify and become a statue. And from there comes, he says, all these Avodah Zarahs and Egel Azovs of this world. When a Jew says, Dizahav, look, I have enough. I have enough learning in my life. I have enough tefillah in my life. I have enough mitzvahs. I have enough. That means I no longer have to be mashlim myself. So then from there comes an egel azov. It means something which is stuck, something which is lifeless. It doesn't move. The avoid of a Jew is to be mashlim himself, is to be a hoylich, is to be mahalich, is to be in a constant state of motion, of movement, towards his hashlama. When Mashiach will come, it will be zovas chalav and dvash. But towards the hashlama is man's tachlis in this world. Back on top. Well, ein by hashlama. Right after 40. Therefore, until the Shivan Nefesh died, it was a nice thing, the Shivan Nefesh, a beautiful generation, but we couldn't bring out all the neshamas that had to be brought out because there was a shleimus to it. Somebody that feels that he's a shalom, there's no need to reproduce. You know, I'm going to tell you something a little bit. In general, I don't say so much things from the Sfar Makadoshim here. I'm a little bit careful that we should first go through all the Sifrei Maral. But there was an Indian like this that's from the Noam Elimelech. There was a Yid. There was a Yid by the Noam Elimelech. I don't know if I could say pshat in this, but I want you to hear it. That he was married for some time without a child. That came to the Noam Elimelech, came to the Rebbe Melech. And there's a whole, it's in the Esek Kedushin, there's an arichas to the whole story, but I'm not going to go into the pratim. But the husband and wife couldn't have a child. And the Rebbe Melech said to the husband, he said that you don't need a child. You and your wife love each other so much. And then there's a whole stalsis what happened after that, which I'm not going into. But you look at this thing, so if you tell this mice over to people, can you imagine? What does that mean? Does that mean the Rebbe Melech was saying that you're not supposed to, that a husband and wife shouldn't love each other? And then you're going to start quoting 1,000 chazals. It's like the Kruvim, and it's the Kutshabichu and Shchintay and the whole Shira Shirim. What are you talking about? What kind of crazy, what's Rebbe Melech? Therefore, what, they're supposed to start fighting and then they're going to have a baby? What is that? So, you know, when you hear a tzaddik says something like this, it means that there's such a thing that people are so self-possessed, they're so obsessed either with themselves or with the extension of themselves. There are many people who are in love, and that which they love is merely an extension of themselves, but they haven't been able to climb beyond themselves. Yeah, you could have two people who drown in each other, but self-possessed, they're drowning in each other. And if that is not an ahava that leads to something greater, there is such a thing that even ahava, even love, can come from the world of tzimtzum. There is such a thing. That's what the Rebbe Melech was saying. He was saying, you're a mitzumtzum. Your person is about tzimtzum. You love your wife, but that's all you're capable of loving. You love each other, it's gewaldig. You don't see beyond your little world. And since the two of you can only make Google eyes with each other, and you're not able to conceive of something greater, therefore your wife can't conceive. She's limited. She's limited to your relationship. To have a child means to be able to go beyond oneself. There are so many people that have children that they feel as children growing up. Sometimes I've had kids that have told me their parents told them beferish, I didn't want you. Yish and I never wanted you, and it was a mistake, and I have to blame this, I have to blame that, and the doctors, and the pills, and the chula v'chula. And you're a mistake. The kids told me that their parents told them befeirish. Befeirish bepemole. So I can imagine a kid grows up his whole life. I'm talking mistake. My whole mitzvah is a mistake. So when a person's understanding those parents were so limited. And so many of us suffer from this, that even if a parent doesn't say that, the feeling that the children have is that my parents see me as something which is I'm a tesefes. And kalamaisef gereya. There was somebody that I know. He's shomer mitzvahs. But he takes all the easiest shittas, you know. But he's a shomer mitzvahs officially. So he's been married already for a few years, and I haven't seen him in a long time. So I asked him, how are you? I asked him, do you have a family? So he said, no, we're thinking 2 years from now to start a family. We're going to start a family in 2 years from now. And I said, Emet Hashem, okay, you know, at least that much credit you can give to the Rabbi Yishlam. And then he said to me, I said, why are you already married a few years? What is it? And he has a good job. So he says, we want to be able to enjoy each other. We want to be able to enjoy each other for a few years, and then we'll be miserable. He doesn't say the end of it. So we want to enjoy each other. This hasaga comes from the Sitra Achra, from the Samach Mem, from the side of Tumah, which doesn't want to grow, which doesn't want to create, which doesn't want to move. And the Rebbe Melech is giving a strong word to say to that, because he with his Ruach HaKadosh knew that this couple, they don't see beyond themselves. Therefore, he wasn't telling them to hate each other. He was saying, maybe you should start reaching out to other people a little bit. Maybe you should start thinking about something else besides how your wife makes you happy and how you can make her happy. V'chul. So a human being has to be, a human being is a Baal HaShlom, and he has to work towards something. Back inside. Everything the Baruch Shalom made in the 6 days of the week, it says also in Tanchuma. Also over there in Vayikra, it says requires additional work. You're going chitim tzrichim litchayim. The chitim have to grind. Achar lo tzarech lahamtik and so on. Tormis tzarech lahamtik ad kan. And the Medrash goes through these things that in the world, the way things come out from the ground, you still have to do something to fix them, to make them edible. We call them and they ki ein poyel ateva bal hashlom ba'atzma ila adam. Teva itself is not complete. Sheyesh b'haseichel shu'al ateva. A human being is not satisfied. The animals can eat those things the way that they are, but a human being is looking for something more. Human beings about seichel, which is alatev. V'zel madregas atev k'meisha amarnu. V'leficha kolash et nivah b'sheshet mei b'reishes ein hashlom b'yil ha'odom. Therefore, man cannot be sustained ultimately, cannot be sustained, cannot really feel himself being completed through these things. It's the ikir, the lechem. It's lo yalechem levadi yichir ha'odom, but the ikir is the lechem. L'kach ein zeh sheile im nivah ha'tinik b'lei milas. It's not a sheile. Why was the baby born? Why was it the baby is born with the orla? Why wasn't he born gemalt? She says, Shaykh, I mean, there are certain people that were born from that, that come from that bechin of the end of time. So, you know, those tzaddikim et tanach, Chazal already revealed to us that they were born gemalt. Okay, that's a madrega of the Adam HaSholeh. But that's not where we're holding. We're holding in this world, which is a world of Amal V'Yegiyah. She says, Shaykh, Elapoyel HaTeva, Kamayishu Bal, Kamushu Pol Choser, page Nun Gimel. If man would be created without any chisaron, if man would be created complete, if Tonis Ropus was right, and man would be complete in his complete state, and thus, that's what he is, that would mean that man is just another, what? That would mean that man is just another part of nature. It's just another fixture. There are trees, and there are butterflies, and there's apples and oranges, and there are people. But he would just be part of the Olam HaTivi. In other words, the whole point of man's hisroimim was, the point of man's greatness is that he's a Baal HaShlama. If he would come out complete, then it would be the same thing like an animal comes out complete and it starts to walk in an hour or two, and everything else comes out in such a way. Alakach nitna loy hamila, therefore man was given bismila. Shehi hashlama asai, which is man's hashlama, b'yayim hashmini, which we learned already, it's the eighth day. He called hashlama sa'adam al hateva, because man's hashlama is that man has the ability to reach into something that's beyond this world, right? That's the hashlama, which is the number eight. Means transcending teva, right? Rises above teva. Lakach hamila chen hamila shiash lamosiv yala teva shkula keneged kol hateva. Therefore, we find the Chazal tell us that brismila is shkula equals all mitzvahs atayra. Why? What's the brismila equals shkula? It's equivalent to all mitzvahs atayra, because we understand. Because the whole inyan of Torah is what? Is man's hashlama. Torah gives you the ability to rise above teva. Therefore, the fact that man starts with the bris means you have this quality that's al-tiv'i, that rises that above nature, which is shkula k'neged Torah, which is the tachlis of Torah, which is to take man above this world. And we're born already, we're rishumim b'das, rishumim b'ayis bris kaidish, with such a kayach. And davki here, v'ham even yovin, that it's that very same aver, is that very same part of man which receives the bris, that from there comes the koyach of puruvu. From there comes the koyach of man to be creative, which is itself is a meridika thing. And therefore, you know, Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh, And in Lashon HaKodesh, the meaning of an Eivah Chai and an Eivah Meis, Raham Eivah Nyoven, what that means is we don't find Lashonis like this by any other part of man. An Eivah Chai and an Eivah Meis. That there's such a koyach of chiyus and of creativity davke from that place of the mila, which is that point where the Baruch Shalom reveals the koyach hashmini. It's from that koyach of shmoina of the bris where a Jew can bring another neshama oyisiyus shmoina into the world. It's from that point of shmini. Therefore, the inyan of shmiras habris and Shmir's Kedushas HaBrish is Kol HaAdam Kulay, which people don't understand. Those Jews that never learned the Sforma Kedushim, they open up Lukuta Marana, Reblai Belaiger, or they open up any of the Sforma Kedushim, they see that every second Torah is talking about Kedushas HaBrish, Shmir's HaBrish. They say, oh, what's going on here with these rabbis? Can't we talk about some nice material for Adrasha? This is not material for Adrasha. And all these frustrated rabbis that are trying to see some Hasidic works, and they're looking through the Hasidic works for nice drashos to give, and they're not able to give nice drashos from there. So what's going on? Because it's like a bris. It's not a nice thing to talk about. It's not a nice thing. The meaning of kedushas habris is kol ha'adam. Zek kol ha'adam. So the morale says, v'al taimiki yechas v'sholom v'pol Hashem yisbarach doifi. So let's end the paragraph. So now you shouldn't say Chas v'Shalom that what did the Baruch Shalom? Oh, so since the world that the Baruch Shalom created is not perfect. So you see, there's something that Antonius Ropus was playing around with this, right? Oh, so then that's what you're saying. So in Mela, the maskan of all of this is that God is not all powerful and God is not perfect and so on, since He creates things that are imperfect. Ein zekach, that's an Irish kite. Raka kol hu b'chachma. The Baruch Shalom wanted to create such a world. It wasn't that it was a hechrich. That's not because he can't, because the world was created for man to be marshal in the world. That was the tachlis. Just like when you and I, when we teach our children, we give them something that's incomplete. We want it to be incomplete, and the parent that gives the child everything is destroying the child. Fakir, you give the child something that he should be marshal in. Lefi asher roi lo olam, asher yesh bo havaya v'hefzer. Hashem created a world where there's creation and this hefzer, that means that things disintegrate, deteriorate, they die. Asha'ina bala shlomo befrat el ha'adam asichli sha'asichli hu ala teva v'lachain ulekach el ha'adam ein ha'teva bala shlomo kitzarech l'sakim mizaynish l'yachitim litchain v'atir b'lachtich v'arli l'mila. This is the man's tafkid in the world, and Rabbi Shalom wanted this. V'ayit heishiv loy afki bevade ein zekash shema, that Rabbi Kiva answered Tonis Rappas. Afki bevade ein zekash shema she'ein yoytzeh tenik mohol. It's not a kash that the baby is not born gemal. Commercial is born. Kol mokim. Aside from that, that's not really something you should ask a kasha. Ki mitzvah shetziva Hashem is baruch levnei adam, that the Baruch Shalom gave us mitzvahs. Right, so he is baruch letzarif his adam. That's what the Baruch Shalom wanted from us. That he gave us the kalim, he gave us what we need to refine ourselves, and that's what the Baruch Shalom wanted. Letzarif. That's what Rabbi Kiva answered at the end. He says, you know something, I'm done bringing out loaves of bread for you, and we're done with the whole discussion. Adkan. Let me tell you something. You're asking me the bottom line is that the Baruch Shalom wanted to be mitzarif umezakeh chasabriyas, that man has the opportunity to refine himself, and that's the greatest the chiyur that man can have, and man's tachlis in this world. So he says, "Letzarif es adam ki mitzad parol Hashem es baruch ein mila." The Baruch Shalom didn't create you with a bris. Zel mitzad abriya Hashem es baruch bara hakol al yedei teva. The Baruch Shalom created the world davke in this way of teva. Lefia teva roi ha'orla, and you're right, Reb Tonis Rupis, you're right. Lefia teva, you're right. You're very beautiful. You have an orla. You have a foreskin. You're mamish beautiful. Lefi teva. By the standards of Teva, you're beautiful. Rakshanos Hashem is baruch hamila l'adam sheyetzirif l'adam. The Baruch Shalom gave us bris sheyetzirif l'adam for man to be mitzarif himself. You understand why davka before Mashiach comes, the greatest struggle is davka from that inyan of kedushas habris. Because since the tziruf, man's refinement, is revealed in the inyan of ayis bris kodesh, that's where his bechira is so profoundly revealed, right? I mean, mainly that he's mashlim himself. We understand that davka in that place, in that inyan in life where you have to be mashlim yourself, you're going to have the biggest milchama. So the milchama before Mashiach comes with this taiva, the inyan of bris, of pgam habris, is the most difficult milchama. She had tzirifel adam at she ability tiv yishakasha oisah hamitzvah who tzirifel adam in ateva. The mitzvah is the tzirifel adam in ateva. It refines man. It lifts him above nature. V'zeh asher chofetz Hashem Yisbarach b'mila. Chofetz Hashem Yisbarach. Chofetz. That's what the Baruch Shalom wanted, the bris mila. The man was created davkin in oral. Because in oral, as he explains, he brings down from other writing, from other places in the morale, is davka that the human being should be mashlim himself. And the orla, which is a kisui, and it's not tima. What's the orla? The orla is that which conceals. The orla covers. Even in rochnius, umala shamakecha means a bris for the heart. Orlas levavchem, the orla that covers the heart. It means there's all this potential. Man has to rip off the covering. That's what the bris mila means. Man, the Rebbeinu Shlom is everywhere. The kedusha elokus is mamish. Elokus is under every stone. But man was given the unique responsibility to lift up all the stones of creation, to tear away the covering, to pull away that veil that's covering, that veil that's concealing. That's man's tafkid. If man would be born gemalt, man would not be able to perfect himself. He'd be finished. He'd be an apple or a pear. Everybody would be the same. Because nature is one for everybody. All men are created equal. This is such a chiddush. All men are created equal. What's the big chiddush? All apples and pears are also equal. Everybody made such a big deal about that sentence. In the context of history, it was a big deal. Right? Because we're living in such a crazy world of tumah where men are treated like dogs if they don't look like you. And if someone's not your color, he's treated like a behemoth, yeah? So therefore, there's a chiddush. And the mechadish was also such a person. But there's a chiddush what all men are created equal. That means that everybody has rights, and everybody has this, and everybody has this. All true, but that's all mitzvah hateva. He achas l'kol b'nei adam. V'lahay is etziruf. That's not man reaching for greatness. That's not what a human being can be. Shein etziruf ak b'dov she'ein ativi. Tziruf, purification, refinement, can only be with something that's enotivly, that's above nature, that's not from this world. Shatziruf v'hoitzom hateva davka. What does kedusha mean? Kedusha means pulling oneself out of Teva, above Teva. It means stop drowning, stop being Teveya in Teva. Stop being a person who's drowning in Teva, pull yourself out. You can't, ain't Chovish Mati Asmoy Beisasim, you can't pull yourself up if you're locked in. How are you going to get yourself out of the jail of Teva? By Teva? You can't do that. You want to be, everything, all natural this and all natural that, but to make yourself supernatural, you can't use all natural ingredients, you understand? There has to be something that's above nature to be above nature. You can't try to pull yourself out. Now, all these people that are buying all these books, and like we spoke about last week or 2 weeks ago, that they're getting all these ruchnistic things, all these asakas, it's all part of Teva. Without Torah, it's all Teva. So people want to make themselves above nature. How come with all of the work that they've been doing, they can't produce a Navi? And all the Chachmei Umas Olam would come together, they couldn't produce a Poshet Yid. They couldn't be not a Poshet Yid. I'm not talking about a Vilna Gaon HaRogachov, a Poshet Yid. They couldn't produce. Because that which is Meshubet HaTeva cannot produce something which is Lamalam and HaTeva. Can't produce something which is Lamalam and HaTeva. It can't be. And this is something that we have to understand. There's a little apikaris inside of us that says you want to use, that tells us, use the limited karkas that you've been using until now, and that somehow this is going to make you into a super Jew. It's not true. You have to use your karkas mamish. You have to become a person that's ala teva, and you have to be dovik to mitzvah mitzvahs. You can't do it on your own. You can't just buy some book. Like, they have 1,000 titles every single day. There's another title coming out, Miraculous Living, or a guide to true spiritual healing. You know, I mean, all these. It's all Teva. And when you open up, you ever look at it, if you look at it, and they're written by Yidden, a lot of them. You open up these books, you ever look in these books, it's all fluff. All fluff. You can take the whole book and put it into half a sentence, and it's all Teva. But they're using such spiritual words, the soul, and the hidden in the hand, the holy and soul. It's all Teva. It's only Teva. But a person who has his tefillin checked, he's lomalim in a Teva. A Jew puts a mezuzah on his door, is l'malam in a teva. As we spoke about last week. V'zeh atziruf k'meshi yisborvach v'chein kol ha-mitzvah sh'nos na Hashem Yisborvach him tziruf l'odem shi'ah odem pu'loisev ha-maisev ha-itzom in ha-tivi. Torah mitzvah is something that takes you out of the shibud of teva. It takes you out of prison. You can't get yourself out using, you can't get yourself out of the jail, out of the prison if you don't have the keef that comes from outside? The key's not inside the cell. The key's outside the cell. The Torah is outside of this world. Torah is a ma'alam in a teva. That's how you open the door. Mitzara teva, human being looks like an animal. Animals eat, animals reproduce, animals sleep, and they, so what? So you're no different than a behemoth. Vein kol adam roi lamayla zois, kim ha'am asher bocha behem Hashem is baruch. Not every human being is worthy of this. Is on this madrega. Only the nation that was chosen by the Bein Shalom, the dov is ha'edius bar. And this is something that we're going to talk about later on. That comes up a few prokem later, why it's roi davke al Yisrael, which he already alluded to in the first parak. So Bez Hashem will continue parak gimel, where the morale explains on a much on a deeper level the inyan of Adam la omal yulad, man's choice. Man has to struggle in this world. The shaila is ashvi Adam sham ola b'tayra. That you have a choice. Either your hala melis is in teva, or you're a person who's on melis is in the oilam, which is lamalam in a teva. And we'll see you in Bezaz Hashem next week.